Your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Arika Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Arika Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to New Light Living. I'm Arika Sullivan, and today I've got a great show topic for you. We are going to talk about an epidemic of tons and tons of people around the world feeling that separation, that epidemic of feeling alone. And we're going to shine some light in this show on what no one is telling you about it. So why is this topic important? Feeling alone is not a feeling of us. We are humans, and we ultimately are a feeling of togetherness. So how is it so that we as people, as humans, are feeling more and more alone? In our modern world, we are looking to our phones and communications in an electronic way, more and more so than ever before. And more people are feeling alone, even when they're extremely successful. In our modern world, we look through our phones, as if we take that as an example, and we get a small and very positive window displayed to us from someone's life, let's say through social media or any other outlet. It's easy to get this feeling that I'm the only one on this side of the world, on the sidelines, looking at this positive image, or looking in to my world, into my life from the outside. And then when we turn around and look at our own life, wow, what a gap, right? And that's, I hope you can relate to that feeling of separation. And it really is an epidemic. Have you ever asked yourself, is this just me that is feeling alone? Is it just me that's feeling like this? This feeling of separation. And some of the thoughts that may run through your mind might be, it's others' fault that I'm miserable, and it's life is so unfair. You recognize that, right? Life is so unfair. And it could be in a situation like, I'm not getting promoted, or when I believe I should, and others are getting ahead of me, and it's something wrong with me because I feel alone. I shouldn't feel like this. I have such a busy life, so I shouldn't feel alone. Have you ever asked yourself those types of questions, or those thoughts run through your mind? Let's step into some new light on all of this, shall we? Let's bring you out of this one person alone show into the feeling of empowerment, togetherness, understanding, love, and appreciation. That's what we all want, right? We want that feeling of feeling empowered. We want the feeling of togetherness. We want the feeling of being understood and love, of course, from ourselves and from others, and we want to be appreciated. So first, on the mention of communication and how it's evolved from very much face-to-face communication in previous generations to a lot. Majority of our communication is today electronic. If you think about the amount of emails we send or texts or tweets or posts, it's getting more and more, right? And exponentially, the feeling of feeling alone is also exponential. So I love to talk about what is one thing that hasn't changed at all. And that's actually related to a very human trait. And it's the blaming others for our misery. So we are in the holiday season here in the US, and wherever you are in the world, you may also be in a season of getting together with family and friends. And when you think about these holiday get-togethers or get-togethers wherever you are, what comes to mind? It may be, and I'm just painting a scenario here, and it might be something completely different for you, but let's say thoughts that may run through your mind are, oh, I can't stand that uncle that I see once a year, or, you know, everybody's comments even before it happens. You see yourself in the situation, and holiday get-togethers are very common because they happen on a regular basis, let's once a year or a couple of times per year. And we know exactly what is going to happen. We know exactly what people are going to say. We think we know everything about that situation. And we align ourselves with that dynamic very easily. And just by thinking about it, some of you may already be disappointed. And that feeling of, oh, do I have to enroll in this dynamic, that family dynamic, one more year? And it's all about them, right? It's all about them, or who says what, or who doesn't say what, or do things that either have annoyed us for years. Not this year, right? Not this year. So what is it that makes us align with that belief that someone else makes us feel a certain way? And the feeling of feeling alone, for example, or disappointed, or whatever feeling we feel justified to say that someone else is causing us, it's a very common, comfortable way to approach the holiday season, let's say. We enroll in that same dynamic, the same conversation that we always have, because it feels so comfortable. But we're not here in this show to feel comfortable, right? Are you ready to shift that into new light? Are you ready to bring in new light to your holiday season? So here we go. Let's invite everyone to the table. And I mean everyone this year, including the most important person at the table, you. That feeling of having no support within your family or at work, or feeling alone even if you have a busy life and everything that goes around surrounds you. It's very often that we forget ourselves sitting around that table and how we show up. So when this feeling of feeling alone is showing up for you, it's when you put your expectations on someone else and not including yourself in the equation. How does that feel when I say that? We put ourselves and our expectations on others first, and we do not include ourselves in the equation. So what is it about that? How does it feel when I say that? Because we're not including the dynamic and energy and thoughts that we are bringing ourselves to the mix. Often we feel that separation that the ego is making up, which is how this feeling of feeling alone is coming up and how it's generating, it really is through that feeling of separation that the ego is making up in our mind. It's me and them. It's you and me, us and them. You know, all these polarities that we can come up with that often is a creation of the mind and the ego. It never is us together, this situation as a whole. It's very rare we come to that first thought of us. So the feeling of being alone is really with you, not because of others' behavior, other circumstances, or what happened in the past. And that leads me to something that makes me feel really alone sometimes myself. One of my biggest challenges has been, and still is, to a large extent, is to ask for help. This is one of the biggest causes of feeling alone as well, and that we're not asking for help. So how many of you are with me on not asking for help? Are you someone that is holding on to and trying to solve that issue or problem all by yourself? Here is how it shows up for me. I go at an issue alone. I try to solve and solve and solve and solve and try to look at it from all different angles, and I wait and I wait and I wait and I wait, not letting anyone know that I'm even struggling. So with that waiting game, I rarely take the opportunity to ask for help. And that in return makes me feel so alone. I feel that I'm the only one in the whole wild world dealing with this issue. Do you resonate with that as well? Why is it so hard to ask for help? I talked with a friend the other day and she said, I'm trying to get everything ready for the holidays and I'm so stressed. I don't know what to do. I have all of these errands and things at home I want to get together, and I feel so helpless. I don't know where to start. And she's told me this because all she wanted to appear is to give the impression that she has it all together. So isn't it so that we're so conditioned to believe that strength is to keep it all together, not asking for help so that everyone can see how perfect we are? Does that resonate with you at all? How is this approach of keeping it together working out for you? So if you are one of those who join the choir of many, many people around the world that I have come across saying, it's not working out that good. So how about bringing in some new light on this as well? Because the perceived strength of keeping it together is not a strength. It's a defense mechanism, really. And we're defending something on the outside to the expense of our inner peace. And that is making us feeling so alone. And you may wonder, what is it that we're defending ourselves from? What is it that we need to keep up with to the expense of our inner peace? That's a lot of questions, right? We're going to answer the question that you're not asking yourself. And that is, how can I show up differently? You see, we're not told that we have all the answers inside already. So if we're just slowing down and listen to ourselves, listen to our own words, listen to our words that are coming out of our mouth, or catching those thoughts that are running through our mind, all those thoughts of, it's others' fault that I'm miserable. It's Uncle Patrick's fault. He's always so disturbing, or he's saying the wrong things, or he just makes the wrong jokes, or he makes me feel like a little girl again, or something like that. Or the thoughts of life is so unfair. Everybody else is getting ahead of me and I'm not. Or how about this one? It's something wrong with me because I'm just so feel lonely. So if you're recognizing any of those thoughts in your own life, or even words that you say, and see if you can catch that. See if you can catch that today. Instead of looking to find others to be the reason that you feel alone, how can you show up differently today? So are you ready to expand into that new light and ditch the feeling of feeling alone? Yes, I thought so. So what we've been talking about here are the fundamentals in accessing your personal power that is always within. Even when you are in that space of feeling alone, and when you access this personal inner power that you already have, there's nothing you need to do to create this personal inner power. You have to access it. You have to ask yourself, and one of the things that you can do to access it is asking yourself, how can I show up differently? And when you ask yourself that question, you feel empowered. So how can you get past feeling alone today? So when you feel that feeling of separation come up, turn to you. Turn to yourself. Instead of looking out and ask for what the answer is, turn to you and ask yourself, what are my thoughts right now about it? What are your thoughts about it? Let's say you're coming up on the holiday get-togethers. What are really your thoughts about those get-togethers? What are some of your beliefs? And they may not be that new. They may be beliefs that you've had for many, many years. And it's very common. I bring that up as an example because often we have the same people and the same situation over and over again every year. And this is the year when you have the chance to shift that dynamic by asking, how can I show up differently? So that's really an example that where you can notice how you've been thinking about this. What are some of your thoughts and beliefs around that common situation that you find yourself in? But what are your thoughts about it, and how do you want to change those thoughts? So get curious about how you show up today, not how you approached it yesterday or 10 years ago. When we show up for ourselves in this way, change our own dynamic, not expecting others to change their dynamic, but we expect from ourselves to change our dynamic, you feel more supported by yourself. You feel more supported by your own thoughts and your own energy and your own dynamic. And that's where it all starts. Now to the situation of waiting so long to ask for help, which in my case makes me feel very much alone in certain situations. So obviously my tip here is to ask for help earlier. And how is it in your life? Do you find yourself in the situation where you're not taking action on a situation, but you maybe want to taking action? You want to take that action, but something is holding you back. Something is holding you back from taking action in a situation where you really want to take action. Why is that? And here, get curious again and start scratching the surface and give yourself the gift of finding out the answer instead of waiting one more day. Don't wait one more day to ask for the help that you deserve. So the question is, how can you show up differently this time, this year, and not feeling so alone and separated, and step into the feeling of empowerment, togetherness, understanding, love, self-love, and appreciation? So going back to the feeling of this epidemic of feeling alone, yes, but what no one is telling us is that feeling is made up by our own single mind and ego. And the good news is that we are in charge, not your uncle, your mom, or your coworker or boss that you sometimes may feel is causing you to feel a certain way. And in this show, we're talking about feeling alone. You are in charge. You and only you. So if you're not feeling supported, you're the support first. And then support can be received from others. And you can support others in return. Does that sound simple, right? I'm writing all about this in a blog this week on my website. And I'll leave you the link in the show notes for this show. And let me leave you with this. If you're making yourself more busy because you feel alone, you're really just distracting yourself, and it's not going to make you feel less alone by being more busy. And especially this time of year at work, perhaps, or at home, we feel that we're stepping out of ourselves and into this haze of errands and hustle. But now is the time to turn to ourselves and ask, how can I show up differently today? Then the thoughts of separation, that thought of you and me, us and them, causes us to feel alone. The more we focus on the lack and feeling alone, the more alone we feel. Instead of seeking that commonality, that appreciation for somebody or something in your life, that's going to bring you right back to feeling more loved and appreciated. And asking for help is to show yourself self-love and self-worth. And that took a long time for me personally to realize that I'm actually, I'm not allowing myself to feel love and receive love because I'm not reaching out. I'm just holding it on to myself. I'm creating this story in my mind instead of asking for help. And the bonus is that I had somebody help out. When I finally asked for help, it felt so good. I didn't feel alone anymore. So ask for help. Show yourself that you deserve it. Show yourself your love. So giving yourself the permission to receive that love and self-acceptance and self-worth will make you feel less alone. The last and point that I want to make and leave you with is that, especially at this time of year and at this time in our lives, we're all one. And there's endless support around you, even on the days it doesn't feel like it. Even when you're sitting behind your screen and you've been typing away at those emails or working on something all by yourself, and no one has reached out to you during the day. We're all one. We can always find that feeling of togetherness. And it's I come back to this question again. How can you show up differently for yourself? Notice your thoughts. What is really coming out of your mouth when you speak about your situation? What is really running through your mind when you thinking about a certain situation that makes you feel alone? So this week, I'd like to invite you to join my newly opened private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community. And this is really a group where you'll find like-minded that are ready to bring more light and living with more light in their lives. So head over there because the best conversations are happening over there. And I will also be in there with you on Mondays after this show to share some additional things in there. Share what you're struggling with when it comes to your own experience of feeling alone. What are your success stories? You are not alone in needing tools to help shift these feelings. We all have them, of being alone in your day. And let's step into the new light of togetherness. How can you change your energy and thoughts around your most stressful situation that is on top of your mind today, that makes you feel you're the only one feeling this way? Share your stories and experiences. And this conversation continues inside the private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community, after this show and beyond. Start seeing your life in a new light today. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.